Hey, Trevor here with Carrot, coming at you with another Carrot Cast. This is a Carrot Cast Microcast. I just invented that. This might be the only one ever. Who knows? But it's going to be short and sweet this Tuesday morning. So 2010, I wrote my first life list. And a life list is kind of, it's the exact same thing as a bucket list. Just, I tend to be on the positive side of things. So life list it is. What things do I want to do in my life while I'm alive? What things do I want to do? Where do I want to go? What do I want to experience? How do I want to grow? What do I want to achieve? Things like that. And life list ended up being about 101 items. It took me probably over a year to fill out the 101, and I still add to it. I've got the original version of the life list in my office still. I found it in my drawer about a year ago. It's all scribbled in pen, and I've even had to go over it with, actually it was scribbled in pencil, and I've had to go over it with pen as different items fade out. But one by one, I've been knocking off some of my life list, and I'd highly encourage you today to sit down and start a life list, okay? Even if you've never done it before, even if it's scary for you, I know a lot of people aren't goal-oriented, and that's not a bad thing, okay? My wife doesn't listen to the podcast, but if she did, she would agree with this, that she has goals, but she's not someone who's going to sit down and vision out 2, 3, 4, 5 years out in detail like I am. I'm kind of naturally a visionary person. I get lost in the details when I'm visioning, when I'm dreaming, and I'm not really good at the details in the day-to-day. Now, my wife is amazing at details in the day-to-day. So when she sat down to write her life list, she really struggled for 2, 3 years at it until she kind of hit a breakthrough and she wrote her first one. And we've been knocking off some of those together as a married couple, one by one, and it's been amazing. So the reason I'm saying this on this little Carrot Cast microcast today, and I'm going to get you on through the day quickly, is one hugely important thing to do after you've sat down on a piece of paper, could be a blank piece of paper, give yourself half an hour to start. Don't put too much pressure on you that you've got to get 100 items or even 10. Just start writing down things in these categories. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? What do you want to experience? How do you want to grow? Who do you want to meet? Okay, what do you want to achieve? You know, those are 5, 6 different categories that you can do there. You can do other categories too. That's kind of how I like to do it. That way you can mark down all those things and it guides you as you're going through and dreaming up your life list so you can put intention to it. And I can tell you from personal experience, when you put intention to something, and you put it out there into the world and you talk with people about it, and if you go this one extra step, like I'm going to tell you today, and why it's important today that I'm telling you this, is if you make it public, 100% public, magically, those things start to happen. And it's not magic at all, actually. It's being confident in putting that out there so you're not afraid of people making fun of you about things that you deem dear and near and important to you to achieve or do or feel or experience or be in your life. I put those on my own website. If you go to trevormock.com, I put my entire life list over there, trevormock.com, Trevor, then M-A-U-C-H.com. And you can click the tab at the top that says life list. You can check out my current life list. I still need to cross off a couple of them that I have achieved recently. I just haven't updated the website. And I put that on there about 2 years ago. Ever since I put that on there, I've gotten comment after comment from people that said, I happened to buy your website. And it was really cool. I saw you posted your life list and it inspired me to do that to me. You do that for me as well. Now, the cool part from this, today I just got back from an entire day of fly fishing with a new friend here in town, Rusty. He's a veteran and he started a nonprofit. I met him through our Young Entrepreneur Society groups, our pub talks that we do each month that we've started in 2010 to really foster the entrepreneurship community here in Roseburg, Oregon. And Rusty moved back here after a tour of duty in combat zones. And he found that fly fishing was his way to manage and handle post-traumatic stress syndrome, PTSD disorder. And so he started a nonprofit to help other vets do the same thing. Long story short, he hit me up at our last pub talk and said, hey, Trevor, I'd love to take you fly fishing. And he explained to me, you know, why he wanted to do it, didn't want to take any payment for it or anything, even though that's what he does for a business. And we just spent the entire day out there just fishing, you know, just fishing, just talking, learning fly fishing, learning the technique. And I learned a few days ago, he said, you know what, my wife saw that you had posted that you wanted to catch a steelhead on a fly rod sometime in your life on your life list. And she said, hey, you should take Trevor fishing. So that's how it all started. It started with a life list in 2010, writing down things I wanted to experience or be or do or see or, you know, those other categories that I told you. And I put the intention out there to the world, first of all, by writing it down and putting it in a public place and sharing that with people, sharing the gift of how to create a life list with other people so I could help them achieve their life list while I'm also achieving mine. And then when you make it fully public, and I put it on my website, you could put it on your office wall, you could put it on your living room wall like I did with my first goal sheet back in 2008. I put it on my living room wall so all my friends, family, everyone, myself, my wife could see it every single day. And sometimes it didn't seem real at the start. Sometimes, you know, in 2006 or 2007, sometimes it didn't seem like I was actually going to hit those goals. Sometimes that goal sheet on the wall was actually like disempowering, because I'd be far beyond the dates of those goals. And I'd be like, man, I didn't hit those at all. I'm way, way, way past those dates, but not even close to the goal. I failed. But what ends up happening is as you make those things public, as you commit to them yourself, as you make them so real that you're willing to write them down and put them in a public place to testify, hey, this is my intention, that it becomes real, it starts to happen, the world conspires, the universe conspires to make those things happen for you. And also, other people see those, and they start to be pieces of the puzzle to connect the dots for you as well. Okay, so what can you do to help other people achieve their life lists? Get your life list going. Make a first version of it. Take a second pass in a couple of weeks. Go find some quiet time. If you don't put intention on paper for what you want to do, be, feel, experience, go, all that kind of stuff in your life, who's going to do it for you? Whose life are you going to live? Is it going to be your life that you deep down want to actually live? Or is it going to be someone else's life or the world's life that guides for you based on the whim of what you look at on social media, the whim of what the news tells you, what your influences there locally close to you tell you? How intentional are you going to be in living the life you want to live? Create your life list today. Post it somewhere public. All right. And let me know how I can help you achieve yours. Send me your life list. If you post it on your website somewhere or somewhere public, or even if it's on your Facebook profile, go to Facebook, tag me, Trevor Mach, M-A-U-C-H, on Facebook. Show me your life list. Let's celebrate it together. And let's see if we can't help you achieve something on your life list within the next 30 days together by making it personal. You can go to mine at trevormach.com. Click the link up top. If there's anything that you can help me achieve on my life list, hit me up. I'd love to, because that creates amazing karma points, and I'd love to pay the favor back. All right. So create that life list, y'all. Have an amazing life. Hopefully Carrot's a part of it. Hopefully we're helping you amplify the amazing parts of you and gain the confidence over the parts that are not helping serve you. And you know what? Hopefully you're also using Carrot, if you're a client of ours, to crush it in your business world, because the more stability you have, the predictability you have, consistency you have in your finances, the more you're able to achieve these life list items. And that's part of our mission, is to help you regain that precious time in your lives for things that matter. Okay, that's part of our mission. How can we help you do that? All right, listen to the other episode of the Carrot Cast. Go to carrotcast.com. And also, guys, I've got a goal here. Okay, I've got a goal. I want to hit in the top 100 business podcasts on iTunes before the end of the year. Okay, I'm recording this right now at the end of August. Okay, let's hit the top 100 business podcasts before the end of the year. We're going to do it in stages. We've got to get to 100. We've got to get to 100 reviews on iTunes. We've got to get, you know, probably double the downloads we're currently getting. We're getting thousands and thousands and thousands per month. We've got to get currently double. If this message is something that resonated with you, share it with someone, share it with two people, share it with four people, and go to iTunes and give us a review so we can get this message out to more people to make that impact in people's lives. All right. Have an amazing rest of the day. I'm heading into my church group right now on this Wednesday when I'm recording this, and head over to Facebook. You can check out some of my pictures from my adventure today on my first fly fishing trip. Now, big question. Did I nail that lifeless item today? I did not. I did not catch a steelhead on my fly rod. I did catch a little fish. That's a start. But the steelhead and knocking off the item on my life list is going to have to wait for another day. See you soon.
So after recording this episode, hopped in my office, headed over to the studio, and thought, you know what? Rather than just kind of send you guys on your own devices, let's create a lifeless template kind of based off of the way that I've done it. And then also, let's also kind of share what mine looks like. So if you want to get our lifeless template, if you want to go create your own lifeless the way that I have, and a brief tutorial on it, so head over to oncarrot.com/lifeless, all one word, lifeless. LIFELIST, oncarrot.com/lifeless. Over there, you'll be able to download the PDF version of our lifeless template. You'll also be able to get a little bit of a guide on how to create your own lifeless and go out there and share it with other people too. What I would highly encourage you to do is if you're married or you have a significant other or you have a business partner or something, and if you don't know what their lifeless items are, from personal experience, I can guarantee you it makes things a little bit more difficult, okay? And it's always way more fun when together you can march toward helping each other achieve that dream life that you want to live. So if you're married, download two of these or whatever it is, print off two, and write your life lists together or go do them separate, but encourage each other to do it. Don't put pressure on yourself because, once again, sometimes some people have a tough time visioning when you're put on the spot, but some things might pop up in a week or 2 weeks or 5 days or 2 months. Add those things. The important thing is that you start dreaming about what your life is that you want to live with intention, share it with others, have accountability, and help others achieve their lifeless items as well. oncarrot.com/lifeless is where you can get the template and share it up. If you enjoyed it, share it up once you get over there on Facebook with other people that you think will enjoy it and get value from it. And hey, I'm here to help you achieve your lifeless items. Hit me up. Go to trevormock.com. Hit the lifeless link there. See what my lifeless items are. If there's anything that you wanted to help or encourage me on my lifeless, I'd really, really appreciate it. And if there's anything that I can help or encourage you on your lifeless, I'd love to be a part of your journey. Thanks. Have an amazing week.